Our guest today on Jewish Community Radio, Miriam Rahm, author of Ostrich Feathers. A strange, strange name for a book, and perhaps she'll reveal why it's Ostrich Feathers as we go into our interview. This book is riveting, and I don't often use that word, riveting because if you pick it up and don't know anything about Miriam Rahm or Jewish history, you think it's a novel, and you cannot put it down because you want to find out the ending. Welcome to Jewish Community Radio, Miriam. It's so good of you to come into the studio to talk with me.
I started my very intensive search about my family about 10 years ago, realizing that there are not too many people I can ask about my family from Poland.
From Krakow.
From Krakow specifically. And I really had to do it very, very fast to still be able to speak to people in Slovakia, in Poland, in Israel, in Brazil, in many, many places that I discovered people that knew my family and they can talk to.
You found out that you had a family and no one knew anything about it, no one was talking about it.
At the age of 8, I walked with my sister in a boulevard in Tel Aviv. And there were two neighbors whom I knew, and one said to the other in Polish, they maybe thought I don't understand, "You know, Rosa, that the little one and the big one are not from the same father."
Uh-huh.
Yes, that was the message, which a girl at the age of 8 in the 50s had no idea what it meant. Find out it's an adopting father had that I was adopted, and my father perished in the Holocaust.
Okay, now, this story almost follows so many stories that people are beginning, and thank you for that. Thank you for your book, and thank you for other people's books who have put their life down on paper because they searched, and you really went at it. Even, say, Brazil. You had to go to Brazil from Israel. You look through archives, you look through cities, and you traveled. You are a relentless, hard-working woman. I knew you in another capacity many years ago, and when you were working for the Rabin Hospital, and you were working on behalf of someone else. But now, the fact that you put this book down, put your life, put the words down on paper in a book that reads like a novel, but it's a true story. It's fantastic. I am not an avid reader, but I couldn't put it down. And I'm telling my listeners, the book is called Ostrich Feathers, which brings me to a question, if you want to reveal it. Why ostrich feathers?
I'm asked this question always. But I'm not happy to answer because I think I can say one thing about it. Ostrich feather was the first finding that led me to find all the rest.
Okay,
it was a
pivotal point.
Yes,
that's a very good reason.
Yes.
Let's leave it at that. The reason I wanted to mention the two words ostrich feathers because we're talking about Krakow. We're talking about the life of a young girl pursuing her dream of finding out who her real father was, and nobody was talking and nobody had the information. So why ostrich feathers? What a name. So we said ostrich feathers at least a half a dozen times, so now everybody knows this book is out by Miriam Rahm, who is sitting with me talking. We got the name out. That's the point, because these are words, these are not in print. Secrets, and secrets which are uncovered become miracles, don't they? It's a true story.
I can say that I felt while exploring the story that is now on paper like Alice in Wonderland and the Rabbit Hole. It was exactly what happened to me. I was suddenly in a world that I didn't control because the finding, one finding after the other, led me to a kind of miraculous world, which I didn't know, and I explored the life of the Jewish people in Poland before the war, during the war, after the war, who survived, And I couldn't stop. And that's why I reached Brazil. I mean, I think I didn't control my action.
You went where it took you.
Yes,
you
exactly.
You know, we all say everything in life is timing. And it's timing that you were snatched from the clutches of hell. You as a person, as an individual. Because you are obviously an Israeli, married to an ace Israeli Air Force pilot. That you did not give up. That's the message I've taken out of the book.
That's true.
You didn't give up just to find, you pursued this thing to its end.
Yeah. I couldn't stop. I mean, I was driven, and I was lucky that I was backed up by my family, because I'm sure that some people thought I'm crazy going again to Poland and meeting another people and going everywhere. I mean, it was really fascinating.
And we called a lot of wild goose chases. You ever heard that expression in English?
No.
Wild goose chases is meaning you took a certain path, a certain derech, and it was fruitless. It didn't give you anything. So you had to turn around and come back and take another derech, another way.
That's true. Or something led me to 10 other things. But it's true. Sometimes going back and sometimes going forward.
Sometimes going sideways. But yes. It's such an easy effort. It would have been so easy for you to give up, because you hit walls all the time. You brought me back, when you were talking about the life in Poland of the Jewish people before the war, to the world of Chopin, to the mazurkas, the music, mm-hmm. the great poets. A lot of the book centers around Krakow.
That's true.
And which, of course, my mother's people came from. So I felt I was you. If not for one generation, I would have been, or my children would be, in your place.
Lucky enough, would be fortunate.
Looking for their background. It makes it so good. This is, we're talking now for those people who want to know why I'm so excited about this interview. It's with Miriam Rahm. Her book is called Ostrich Feathers, and you will have to read the book to find out why she calls it Ostrich Feathers. But it's a true story that propels the reader, because it reads like a novel. You cannot put it down.
It made a lot of noise in Israel, because what you are saying, it's written in a very special way, speaking that it's a Holocaust story.
Another Holocaust story.
Yeah.
There are people who look at these books and say, oh, another one.
Yeah, so it's very different. And a lot of people suddenly realize that they never search the fate of their family, and they know nothing about their parents' childhood, about their grandparents, and they felt they should do it as well. And I became a guide tour in archives and in all sort of genealogical research, because I thought it's so important that people will do it, and we should encourage it.
It takes a personality, which your kind of personality, and a person who will not give up. So I feel pretty good, because I tend not to give up. Miriam Rahm, you personally were snatched from hell, but your life didn't start by being in Israel.
I think that I'm an optimistic person, and you never know if it's a system of a protection system, but I'm optimistic, and I always look ahead, and I don't really blame the past. I think we should be strong enough to look forward and learn from the past.
That's
and
it.
Not do the mistake of the past, but not really cry out
by your body language, your hands going to yourself and your body saying that it's pointless to dwell only on the past.
That's
however
true.
If we don't go into the past, we have lost too much. And your work insists
exactly
on telling the fact that we don't want to lose the past. We don't want to lose those connections. And you didn't have the connections. You didn't grow up with the connections. You went and found them yourself.
I think there are two heroines in the book, and it's also my mother. But my mother, really, she went through a hell. not only she lost her husband while she was pregnant during the war, but her mother died in 42 in her hands from dysentery while she couldn't. She was only like 15, 16, and she couldn't help it. There is a conventional wisdom that there is nothing to find in Poland, that everything concerning the Jewish community is gone. And my daughter, she is today 38, and she has her own children. She was very worried before I left, and she said, "Mother, what will happen if you don't find anything?" But I still had hope. I didn't have any documents that could confirm that I'm the daughter of the guy.
You came empty-handed.
Yeah.
The whole thing you're telling us, our listeners, is that you didn't come with a folder in your hand to Poland, say, "Hey, I'd like to see my house. I'd like to see the place my father worked," because you didn't know his name even.
Hardly his name, hardly
his right name.
The year he was born.
We have talked a lot with Miriam Ram, who used to be called Mariasha, another name that comes up in my family. I feel so connected to this book, Miriam, and I appreciate so much, and I know my listeners appreciate that you've come into the studio today to share all this, your feelings about writing the book. The book is called, again, Ostrich Feathers. It reads like a novel, but it is a true story. Explores the most basic human needs, the need to know who we are as individuals. And you had that determination and you found it. And I thank you for being with me today. And I know my listeners are going to thank me for this interview. Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you so much. Thank you.